Folks, it's time for three crazy true facts about the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals started up in 1966 as part of the American Football League, and then they became part of the AFC when the AFL merged with the National Football League in 1970. The founder and first coach of the Bengals was, of course, Paul Brown, the legendary coach of the Cleveland Browns. They named the Cleveland Browns after Paul Brown. I can assure you that despite spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on tickets, travel, merchandise, concessions, and gifts for family, friends, and people I don't even know, all related to the National Football League, not once has anyone asked to name a team after me. Well, who the hell are you? Why would anybody name a team after you? What town would want to name their team after you anyway? What do you mean? Like, let's say something like the Des Moines Ditzels? Is that what you're saying? That sounds like something you would hear at a family reunion. Hey everyone, the Des Moines Ditzels are here. Where are the Rockford Ditzels? Are they going to make it this year? One reason Paul Brown selected Cincinnati as the city for his new professional football team was that at the time the Cincinnati Reds needed a new stadium, and if they started a new football team there, they could combine forces and build a new facility for both teams. The Reds were due for a new stadium. They had been playing at their current home, Crosley Field, since 1912. Here is one indicator on how old Crosley Field was. It was the first major league ballpark that had lights for night games. Now, in their case, they convinced thousands of coal miners from across the river in Kentucky to show up at night with their coal miner hats and turn on the lights in front. With seating for over 20,000 fans, there was plenty of light from their hats to light the game for nighttime playing. One problem they ran into was they had to delay the game sometimes when thousands of coal miners drank too much beer and had to go to the loo at the same time, therefore knocking out lights around the stadium. The Bengals name was partly chosen by Paul Brown, he said, because it linked the new team to the city's football past. There was another team called the Cincinnati Bengals that played in town in the late 1930s and early 1940s. Heck, if they wanted to link to the city's past, why not go all the way back? Check this out. The first surveyor of Cincinnati was also the author of Daniel Boone. That would have been a cool team name. So what are you saying? You think they should have been called the Cincinnati Daniel Boones? Is that what you're saying? And they, instead of helmets, they would have worn those raccoon hats. Is that your idea? You better stick to the comedy and leave the football team naming to the professionals. Here's an idea. Cincinnati was a huge hog packing town in the 1830s. In 1835, they earned the nickname Porkopolis. That would have been a team name, and it totally fit. Because in those days, they even had herds of pigs. Herds of pigs would roam the streets of the city day and night. I know what you're going to say. It is not nice. You are going to say not much has changed. It's sickening. You better find your mama and find out what the hell happened to you when you were a kid. Because you are not right in the head. Folks, those were three crazy true facts about the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. I would have thought your mama would have done a better job raising you than what has come out. Because the end result is not so spectacular, if you know what I'm saying.